Hello, this is Wildcards, the show where you vote for what we spend our time talking about. And with me today, acting on the whims of democracy, are John Gibbons, Mike Bancole, Harriet Fryer and Jay Royal. I'm Amelia Bonner. How are we all doing on this beautiful sunny day? I say a beautiful sunny day outside the utility. United Utilities men are digging up our entire road, so I apologise in advance if that kind of gorgeous sunny day that's going on outside my window is briefly interrupted by the sounds of pipes being drilled open. But are we all good? Are we happy?
Yeah, we're all happy.
Excellent. All right. Well, you'll be even happier when you see what people have been voting on. There's some great topics this week. But of course, you don't have to talk about them. You can play a wild card. If any of the topics that have won out in the public vote don't interest you, you haven't got anything to add, or quite frankly, you just can't be bothered talking about them. So if that's the case, you can play your wild card. You only got one, so use it wisely, but you might want to use it in this first category. Your options were Dream Champions League draw, ticket distribution, or Sadio Mane. And Dream Champions League draw won out by quite some distance. So John, we're going to find out on March 18th. Is that next Friday, Friday after? Next Friday, we're going to find out who our quarter-final opponents will be. And of course, UEFA's rules around seeding and country protection have been moved, so we could be facing an English side. I've got a nice long list here. To be honest, it's always longer than I think it's going to be, because by the time you get to the quarter-finals, you feel like there should be less of these lads knocking about. There's an awful lot of them. I've got a big long list of everyone that we could face here, but I guess my first question to you is, who do you want to be facing in the quarter-finals, John?
Yeah, it's interesting. We were talking about this a little bit with Josh this morning on Talking Reds, and with particular reference to Manchester City and the idea that there's someone has to beat them at some point. So maybe we're better almost kind of trying to do them over two legs in a Champions League, use the power of Anfield and see if we can knock them out. And I do understand that is a viewpoint, but also the shit house in me would just like the easiest draw, please. So whoever that ends up being, I think obviously the ties are sort of still going, but you know, you look at some of the other ties and you think, well, we'd back ourselves to beat sort of either of those really. So that's where I end up being. The brave one, I think, is Man City over two legs in a quarter final. Then if you can get through, that really sort of opens up the competition and puts you in a great position. And if you go out, you just sort of go out, and at least it's done there. But I think, you know, the winner of Ajax and Benfica is probably my real actual answer, to be honest.